We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carlos Pena played 4 years here for the Tigers. He is now an analyst on MLB Network, and Carlos will appear in baseball-themed episodes of the Discovery Show Diesel Brothers next Monday and Thursday at 9. Two-part special. The show's stars Heavy D, I call Stony Heavy D sometimes, and Diesel Dave are tasked with building a custom truck for Miguel Cabrera to auction off for his charity. In doing so, Heavy D and Diesel Dave visited the Tigers in Lakeland back during spring training in March, along with Carlos Pena and Pedro Martinez of the MLB Network. And Carlos Pena joins us now. Carlos, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. We appreciate the time. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of MLB Network, but enjoying every second, every minute of it. You just mentioned the Diesel Brothers episode's coming up. We're really excited.
Yeah. Now, listen, you were here during a kind of a lull in Detroit Tiger history. And when I first moved to Detroit, everyone told me, oh, it's a great baseball town, great baseball town. And I didn't really realize it until 2006, which is when you left. Did you feel like you played here in a great baseball town, or was it kind of a sleepy baseball town when you played for the Tigers?
No, you know what? The fans were always there. The fans, it was a great baseball town. The problem is that we just didn't have the product on the field to back it up.
Right.
But we were very clear on the history. You know, I used to watch a lot of Tiger games when, you know, an old Tiger stadium, and I loved every minute of it because of the fact that, man, you can see that there's passion there. But when we were there, we really had a horrible team. As a matter of fact, we were probably the worst in baseball at that time. We were losing over 100 games. Yet that stadium used to get packed, and people came out, and people were passionate, and people booed, and people, you know, really were into it. So it was cool to see afterwards, or it was bittersweet for me because I had already left.
Right.
When things started turning around, and I'm like, oh, now that I leave, everything that's good is happening, and I'm gone.
Well, but you had a turned out to have a pretty good career, had some great years with Tampa and other teams where you were just knocking the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, man, I went on to I was really blessed. I had a very long career. I really enjoyed my time in Detroit, but then I went on and had my best years in Tampa. And Tampa Bay was a great town of its own. But I think it was mostly because of the fact that I was just comfortable there. It was a small atmosphere. We didn't have the same type of, turnouts as we did in Detroit. And we were a losing team. Even when in Tampa, we were a winning team. So it was kind of different. But the best 5 years of my career were in Tampa Bay.
Now, I'm working for the MLB Network. I'm sure you get to watch a lot of teams play, including the Tigers. And one of the things that is perplexing us right now is with one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history, and that's Miguel Cabrera. Is there anything that you see that suggests that maybe he's hurt? Because he just looks a little off. He can't catch up to fastballs. His swings, he looks off balance. Is there something, and a lot of guys, they won't say when they're hurt because they don't want to use it as an excuse. Is there anything that you as a hitter see in Miggy that would say, something ain't right?
You know what? It's funny you say that because yesterday I was watching him really closely, and I'm like, there's something off about him. And I know that a lot of people have been saying the same thing, but, and you're like, oh yeah, that's everybody just talks every single time he doesn't hit, there's something wrong with him. But yeah, yesterday I was watching him and it didn't look as fluid. It really didn't look like he was in rhythm. It was like he was favoring something. So it's very hard because a player, like you said, will never admit or make an excuse because of a physical injury or anything like that. He's like, well, you know, if I can get on the field, I'm going to get on the field. And he's played hurt many times in his career. But I think clearly, just by watching him, it's like something is bothering him. And, of course, we see the numbers. They're not where they're supposed to be. I don't expect Miguel Cabrera to keep on being just a machine for years and years to come. I know that he's going to start a slight decline. But this, what's happening now, this is not him. There's something wrong with his body. Something is hurting, and he's just being a tough man, getting out there because he wants to play because he's a gamer.
Carlos Pena with us, former Tiger, longtime major leaguer, now working for MLB Network. Carlos, the big debate around here with the Tigers is what they are going to do for the next month and a half and what they might do at the trading deadline. J.D. Martinez is the big name. There are other names who might be going in the trade deadline as well. How do you view the Tigers versus the rest of the American League? Even if they're still kind of mathematically in it at the end of July, when you look at Houston and you look at what the Yankees are doing this year and the Red Sox, do you think the Tigers would be wise to part with J.D., or do you think if they're close enough to even mathematically that they're going to go for it towards the down the stretch?
You know, this is the thing. I think Gal Avila is one of these guys. He's not going to go the route where I just don't see him saying all of a sudden, I'm going to just take it to the bank, forget it, I'm going to trade JD and just start all over again. Mm-hmm. I just don't see him doing that. I mean, we're looking at it right now, and the Tigers still within striking distance, and I don't think they even have hit the road running well yet. I mean,
right.
they haven't even gone. They're not firing in all cylinders yet, and they're still within striking distance. So I don't think Avila, it's going to be one of these guys and trade the best hitter right now they have. And J.D. Martinez, I just do not see it. He's too much of a commodity, too much of an asset to just go ahead and just get rid of him. So I think the way you call him, Avila, he's going to stick with the ball clubs, maybe try to add a couple pieces here and there to go for it. I mean, think about it. Think about Mr. I. What would he do? You think he would be dismantling this ball club? I know he's not there. He's not with us anymore. But his legacy, you know, he was always a fighter. And I think Al Avila is one of these guys who's not going to back down. He's going to continue the tradition of keep on fighting all the way until the end, regardless of what people say around the league.
Hey, I'm just curious, Carlos, with Jamie mentioned the Yankees, what do you think of Aaron Judge? Is this just a one-hit wonder, or is this guy you think can be one of the great players of, I don't know, all time, but at least in the next decade?
I know, right? This is crazy that we're talking like that right now. It's just that it really seems like the league is really overmatched all of a sudden because of Aaron Judge. It's crazy. I think he's the real deal. I think he's made some incredible adjustments. And I'm not talking about his swing here. I'm talking about his approach. His mental approach at the plate has definitely changed. And that, all of a sudden, has opened up another level of play for him. And this is the funniest thing. Yesterday, I'm looking at him like, wow, you know, this field, this baseball field, Yankee Stadium, it's simply too small for Aaron Judge. It really is. It's like when he misses the ball, his strength is such that the ball will carry out of the ballpark. But I still know that he can be pitched to. And, I watch him every day, and I can see what I would do against him. So, like, I know how to pitch to Aaron Judge and give myself a shot. But I think the way the league pitches to him right now, he's going to keep on banging. He's going to keep on crushing until an adjustment is made. And the thing is that sometimes pitchers are reluctant to leave what they've been taught to do for 20 years of their lives, and they don't understand that they have to, you know, start pitching to weaknesses, or start pounding him in, racing his sights up and in, fastballs in the plus side of the zone. You know, oh, no, I don't want to go inside to Aaron Judge. Well, you're doing him a favor if you keep the ball out over the plate.
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't play at Comerica, because he would complain he only had 5 home runs, like Victor complains about the dimensions last week.
Well, we know that place. Look, when I played there, we didn't have the short left field fences until maybe a couple of years after I was in there. And let me tell you, that Comerica Park played huge.
Right.
But now that the fence is in left center field, it's nice and fair, I believe. I mean, center field's still a poke, but man, I don't know. Aaron Judge is one of these guys that wherever he plays, he's still. I mean, he had a 500-foot homer the other day. I was like, wait a second. I've never seen anyone go up there in Yankee Stadium, but that's Aaron Judge for you.
Carlos Pena joining us on the Troy Laser Hotline. Carlos, last thing from me. I always ask baseball people this because I never really know the answer. You played for Joe Maddon, who is widely regarded as the best manager in baseball. In your mind, what makes a good manager? Because Ausmus gets a ton of heat here. A lot of fans want him out. And Maddon, why can't we get a guy like Maddon? When you played for the Rays, did you feel like Joe Maddon himself gave you an advantage in games? Or is it ultimately a player's game, and it's the manager's job to make sure you guys are ready to go every single day? I mean, you played for some good men. I'm looking down your career. You played for Ron Washington. You played for some other guys who were winners. How do you explain Madden's success, and did he give you an edge in games you played?
You know, it's exactly what you said there towards the end of your comment. It was the fact that he gets the best out of his players. Now, that is so unquantifiable as far as like an intangible, let's just say.
Right.
Right? You're like, okay, well, how do you do that? Well, Joey used to be one of these guys, and I think you've seen him do the same thing now with the Cubs, which is just creating an atmosphere for a player to come in and succeed. And that's something that maybe you have, either it's part of your personality. So either you have it or you don't. You know, it's part of being a leader. How do I get the best of my employees if I am the CEO of a company? Well, you know, Manor has a knack of finding a way of, you know, he did it for me. You know, he created an atmosphere in Tampa Bay where I just came to play, and I was like the happiest player on the face of the earth, and I went off and just hit so many home runs. You know, and I'm like, well, why wasn't it happening somewhere else? Was I putting too much pressure on myself? Was I, you know, trying to live up to some sort of expectation? Whatever it was, Joe is one of these guys that's able to get the best out of the player's talent by helping them just have a healthy perspective. So that by itself, number one, it has to do with personality, you know. But then that's really intangible. So why don't we go to the things that we can actually look at and quantify? Don't you see that Joe is the perfect he does this perfectly. He's able to mesh all the information that we have right now, the sabermetrics, all those crazy formulas that people just kind of sign off of. If you are a fan of them or you're not, you're either on one side or the other. But Joe Maddon is able to do both. He's able to go with those numbers, utilize them to his advantage, yet he doesn't lose the player because most players hate those numbers, right? He's able to cooperate with them, get them to understand these numbers, utilize them to his advantage. The other day he was sitting Rizzo first in the lineup, and Rizzo went deep immediately. Things like that is what Joe does, going against the grain. We talked about earlier about pitchers just doing exactly what's been done over the past 20 years instead of making adjustments. Joe is not that guy. Joe is not afraid of going against the herd. That is key to being a good manager. He's not afraid to fail outside of the conventional way. So, you know what? If he takes heat, he takes heat. He takes chances. He takes risks outside of the conventional way. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, he's willing to take it. But what's funny is that it usually works out.
Right.
You know, so we haven't, you know, he's just getting praised right now. But the reason why he succeeds is because he's not afraid of criticism. So it's a mesh of personality and just being bold and understanding the information and being able to relate it to your players.
Next week, it's the Diesel Brothers on the Discovery Show, Monday and Thursday, 9 o'clock. Miggy Cabrera's custom truck, you guys helped. It's going to go off for charity. What's the truck look like?
Oh, my goodness. You have to see this thing. This is like a hybrid, you know, just like some sort of evolution of two cars. You need to check this out. It's luxury and power at the same time. So all of a sudden you see this elegant car, but at the same time it's a rough machine. It's something out of, you know, you've never seen anything like it. Let's put it that way. And I don't want to get too much away. You know, I want you all to tune into this show. It's kind of cool to see how all these different personalities in different walks of life and areas just mesh together wonderfully in a lot of fun, trucks and baseball. Check it out.
Carlos, thanks for the time. Great talking to you. Great checking in with you, and we'll be watching. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
All right.
Thank
you.
Have a great rest of
the day. You too. Carlos Pena, the former Tiger, joining us here on 97.1 The Tickets. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.